This is Scenic Roots. Good afternoon, I'm Richard Wynnum. This afternoon we have a session recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Public Library last November, featuring singer and songwriter Katrina Barclay with the Joel Beaver Band. They were one of the opening acts at Nightfall last summer. Prior to that, Katrina represented Chattanooga at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Long renowned for its Writers in the Round shows, the Bluebird ran a contest last year, visiting four cities in the state. In each city, as many as 30 songwriters competed for a chance to play in a Writers in the Round show at the Bluebird last spring. Katrina represented Chattanooga. Here she is, recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library last November, Katrina Barclay and the Joel Beaver Band.
You put a braid in my hair, I was tempted to leave it there. You sent a shiver down my spine, I wish there was a way to make you mine. But I know better. She's got her hands all into your space, kissing my chances right off of your face. If I am winter, then she is spring. If I am sour, she's always so sweet. But
is next. Get your shaker ready. Just to get me off of your chest. I don't need another lie, another splinter in my side, bleeding out for someone standing on the sidelines. All I wanna do is be there for you, baby. All I wanna know is you'll be alright. This world's full of ifs and maybes.
song. Ooh. I believe that you calm the stormy seas, 'cause I know that you silence a hurricane inside of me. Though my past was a grand advancement into the stage of hypocrisy, you called me out by my name. Yeah, you said, girl, what are you doing with yourself? You said, set the captive free, 'cause I know that you gave me your spirit of liberty. And though my hands were the tools of progress, working hard for the enemy, you called me out of my slavery. You said, girl, what are you doing with yourself? You said, don't need anything else, don't want anyone else. should I smile or say hi?
Money.
Why does money make the world go round? It buys houses and cars, but not happiness. It will buy you some company, but not love. You can try to explain, but I'll never understand. But not love. You can try to explain, but I'll never understand why money makes the world go round. Why does money make the world go round? Why does money make the world go round?
This is the first time I think I've seen you when it's not just you playing by yourself. Even when you were vying for the spot at the Bluebird.
Yes.
Which you won.
I did.
And I don't think I've talked to you since then. How was it up at the Bluebird? Did you have a good time?
Oh, yes. A very, very good time. It was like the highlight, one of the biggest highlights of my career. Personally and professionally, it was wonderful. Yeah, to be up there on that stage with, oh, all that history and those great writers. And then for you to be able to say, I played there because I'm a writer, you know. That's really cool. Something else.
It certainly was affirmation of everything you've done up to that point.
Yes. I've worked very hard for almost a decade by myself as an artist. To see that kind of pay off, it was really felt worth it. I don't know, I felt somehow validated in that moment.
So introduce the band that you have with you today, whatever order you care to choose.
I actually stole the band from Joel Beaver.
That's what Sam was saying, the bass and the drum.
Yes, yes.
That's Trevor and
Matt on drums. And then Trevor's brother, Christopher Dennison, joined us on electric guitar because Joel was unable to make it. So Chris very helpfully stepped in and learned my songs in just a couple of days.
Wow.
Played with us, yeah. And then Michelle, she did background vocals, and that's Trevor's wife.
To be honest, I can't imagine what that feels like to have, because apparently you had that sound in your head already for some time.
Yeah.
To finally realize it must feel really good.
It does. It's hard to explain or put into words what that feels like, because it's like something being born, because it's in your mind and you're the only one who hears it. And then you get these other talented creative minds to give the song life, and the song like wanted all these things. And we were able to give that to the song. It's like the song is its own person almost. And for it to be exactly what it should be, it wants all these different things. And if you have like a group of people who are talented enough to do that and creative enough, you can make something really magical. And that's what I feel like, especially like I'll bring up Crush because it feels especially magical. That song is just so special and has such a life and a rawness that I love about it. And it's one of those that it wanted all this stuff. And then I just could keep on giving to it until it was like this whole thing, this big, beautiful song that I don't even know how it came out of me.
This is such a
difficult thing to talk about. And the more I talk to people like yourself, there's a part of me that feels like I'm starting to understand it, but there's a much bigger part of me that feels like I'm never going to understand it, because I don't think you understand it either.
No.
It's so many people, I've heard so many people refer to it as a gift. The song is a gift, and it just comes to you.
Yeah.
As if from...
Yeah.
In a dream kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that your experience with songs like that?
Pretty much, yeah, but it's almost like dreaming while you're awake.
Yeah.
When you're writing. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that song just as an example, Crush. So how did that come to you? Do you sit down and just try to scribble it down before you lose it in your imagination?
I usually write those songs like Crush and a lot of those that you heard today. A lot of those just come all at once. Music and lyrics happen sort of at the same time. It's like a back and forth sort of thing. Like I might pick up my guitar, start playing and find a riff that I like, and then all of a sudden these lyrics start flowing. And then I'll get my recorder out and be like, okay, I'm going to need to get this. And I'll get, you know, the pieces that I need. And eventually I have a whole song.
So is it the melody that suggests the lyric to you?
Yes. Yes, very much so. Crush just came from, like, just having a small crush on this guy at a coffee shop that I performed at occasionally. And but it bloomed into this, like, whole other layer of myself that, like, I could allow to just let it come out, like the part of me that I don't show to anyone, and I don't know how except through song. So it just turned into this thing that was like a part of me, and it just sort of came out, and then it became sad because I thought about how we'll go into these relationships or we'll go after these people, and they won't be the right one for us, and it ends up hurting us and damaging us in some way. So that's what Crush kind of ends up being, a song like that. Like, you're going to do that. You're going to make those decisions anyway and do that anyway, because that rush of love is so good, and you're just like chasing after that, but it's going to crush you. It's going to hurt you. So I've been done that way so many times in my life that song was just like an extension of everything that I had been through.
How does it feel to keep revisiting that when you perform the song? Is it in some... I can understand how writing a song like that might be cathartic.
Yeah.
To take those feelings out of your head and put them mm-hmm. on paper and kind of separate yourself from them a little bit. But then when you go back and you sing them again and you revisiting that feeling?
Yeah, again? It's beautiful. I don't know. It's just because you only have to feel it during that. Like, that's it. And when the song's over, you're back. You're like back again. Or that's how I feel anyway. That's
so it's a bit
experience.
Like a talking cure then every time you perform the song. Is that how it works for you?
Yeah.
Do you tend to write a lot of your songs about feelings?
Yes.
Rather than, you know, description or telling a story.
Usually.
Because that's how your songs sound.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like a reverie.
Yeah, because I have so many feelings and all emotion all the time. And, you know, it's a way for me to kind of compartmentalize all of that and not let it overwhelm me as a person in my daily life. Music helps me keep from going insane from all the feelings I feel.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Because music is, in itself, is wonderfully therapeutic, I think.
Yeah.
It, you know, can totally turn the day around to listen to songs that work for you and that speak for you. And especially if they're your own songs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole different experience. And then you bring them to a band like this one. How long did you guys work on this session preparing for it?
this particular session, of course, they had already learned the song for Nightfall. We played them through several times in preparation for the Nightfall performance. But then this week, we just practiced Tuesday night for a couple of hours. We basically did a run through of all the songs, and they're such wonderful musicians. And I didn't, like, even the first night before Nightfall, going in and meeting them for the first time as a band, you know, I didn't have to give them much direction. They had listened to the recordings of my songs and just kind of were able to just bring so much to it. And I was really glad that I didn't have to give a lot of direction, because I'm not terribly good at it. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Do more of that. But it was great. Yeah.
So you're basically working with head arrangements and feeling your way through the songs,
right,
with this group of musicians.
Yes.
Then that's a whole different incarnation when the song comes together with all those people playing and singing,
yeah,
with you.
Because each person has their own character as a musician that they're bringing and they're showing, you know, and it's wonderful.
I can see why you want to steal them.
I know, right?
I mean, how can you go back once you've been there?
I know, I don't want to go back.
No.
They know that.
When you made the CD, who did you make the CD with? Did you have musicians play with you on that?
I did. My friend Austin Earp out of Rome, Georgia, he's the one who produced it. And he and I played most of the instruments aside from bass and drums. So we did all the instrumentation.
So you did that studio thing where you played all the parts.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is the first time that you've had your own band.
Yes. Besides just a couple of times in the past where I've had a group of people, you know, come together for just one thing, you know, and be like, yeah, we'll help you out this time. And, you know, other than that, this is the closest I've ever gotten to having something. So, Joel, it's over. No,
well,
but I'm really thankful.
I have a feeling that Joel probably enjoys playing with you, because it's so different,
yeah,
from the stuff that he plays when he's working, playing his own things.
It is. It's very different. Yeah.
So it's
he seems to enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a respite for him.
Yeah. And he's got so much talent it's Joel. I mean, he's just incredible. That electric guitar, you can just hand it to him and he's taking you to another place.
So if somebody hears this and wants to offer you a gig.
Absolutely.
How should they get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach out to me through Facebook is usually the easiest way, or they can go to my website, katrinabarclay.com. Very easy. Or just approach me on the street. It's fine. I'm apparently very approachable. People come up to me in grocery stores and ask me where things are. And
not about safe, but I think you're definitely approachable.
You just have
a nice face and you have a nice smile and you're always open to people.
Oh, thank you.
He's got a smile that lifts the clouds right out of my sky. And a mouth that breathes the words just right. And if I had a shot, you know I'd probably let the chance just pass me by. I'm a coward when he looks at me. I'm a coward to the nth degree. Lion-hearted, but I can't believe a cowardly lion heart inside of me, yeah. Hadn't seen one another for almost 2 years, and bubbling came my own brand of loyal fears. But there's no way he sees through my disguise. Oh, I bite my tongue so I won't spoil surprised. I'm a coward when he looks at me. I'm a coward to the nth degree. Lion hearted, but I can't believe a cowardly lion heart inside of me. Hey, yeah. He's got a beauty queen on his arm, but I got the brains, I got the smarts. We laugh it off, you know it's kind of absurd. But if I had the nerve, I'm a coward when he looks at me. I'm a coward to the end degree. Lion hearted, but I can't believe a cowardly lion heart inside me. I'm a coward, yeah. I'm a coward.
Thank you.
beautiful house lights. You don't scare me, you don't frighten me. Handshake on a cigarette break. Take me out on a town you love to hate. Red wine, delivering lines to cut into pieces. Shallow talking mouths. Dive in with your hands on my skin. Picture us in that baby blue sedan. Work for years to see the fruits hang heavy. Save the darkest parts until you're ready. And show your teenage dream. This is what love really means. No rest, my head on your chest. Hotel curtain. Block out everything. Hard words, your opening lines. I calibrate my brain for your reprise. 1 week in my passenger seat, I could show you who I'll never be. Down south where the robot girls crouch over mason jars with heavy.
Katrina Barclay, along with Joel Beaver's band. Joel Beaver, as you may have heard if you were listening to the conversation earlier, wasn't able to make the session, but the rest of his band did, and they did her proud, did they not? They played behind her also at Nightfall. Joel was part of that, and it looks like they may be playing some more gigs together in the not-too-distant future. I hope so, anyway. These sessions, recorded live in the Chattanooga Downtown Library, are recorded on Thursday afternoons in the state-of-the-art recording studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library. It's in downtown Chattanooga. The recordings of mostly Chattanooga-based bands are produced, engineered, and mixed by Sam Mensah. Executive producers for the Live in the Library series are me for WUTC and Sam for the library. And we hope, before too much longer, we will be able to bring you new sessions recorded live in the Chattanooga Library. These three songs are from the album Katrina was talking about earlier. The album's called Element. This first song is called Explosions in the Sky, followed by Consider the Ravens and then Alter Me. Thank you.
oh, a storm, electrical, oh, a storm inside my soul.
My embrace, but I'm holding you together.
Beaver Band. That was recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library last November. The studio's on the second floor. The sessions are produced by Sam Mensah, who also engineers them. And we hope before too much longer we will be able to bring you new sessions recorded live in the Chattanooga Library on Scenic Roots, live in the library. WUTC. I'm Richard Winner.
To flesh, a heart of stone, set apart for you alone. Alter me, alter me, alter me.
Gifted songwriter Katrina Barclay on Scenic Roots live in the library on WUTC. I'm Richard Winham.